It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Texas lawmakers have approved a measure that would ban abortions after as early as 6 weeks and allow private citizens to enforce the rule through civil lawsuits against doctors and others. The Texas Senate voted on Thursday and sent the bill to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to sign it into law. The measure is also likely to draw legal challenges from abortion rights groups. Las Cruces Public Schools have announced that all six LCPS high schools will host graduation ceremonies at the Field of Dreams May 21st and 22nd. The district says officials are working closely with high school principals to coordinate to ensure all public health orders are followed. High school seniors will be allowed 16 tickets each for family and friends and will be required to wear a mask throughout the ceremony. The district says the ceremonies will be socially distanced as well. The U.S.-Mexico border remains closed to most migrants and asylum seekers under a public health order. Mexico has stopped taking back families with very young children. Some of those families are released in the U.S. to pursue asylum. But the U.S. government has been flying others to different border cities, including El Paso, before expelling people into Mexico. As KERA's Mallory Falk reports from Juarez, that's straining local shelters with no clear end in sight.
The Ponte Vida Migrant Shelter sits just a few miles across the border from El Paso. It's made up of several small houses encircling a dusty courtyard. One larger building's been turned into a makeshift quarantine space. Blue sleeping pads line the floor. A few kids kick a ball back and forth, trying to avoid napping families. Several moms chop vegetables in the kitchen, making chicken soup for those who've just arrived. A Honduran father named Huver cradles his infant daughter, stroking the wisps of her soft brown hair. Ismael Martinez runs this shelter.
La mayoría de gente ha sido retornada, o sea, las han agarrado por McAllen.
Martinez says most of the families who arrived recently were flown here from South Texas, like Huver, who asked us not to use his full name because of his uncertain immigration status. He's still trying to understand what happened. Huver was stunned when officials returned his family to Mexico. Right now, Ponte Vida can hold around 300 people. Capacity is limited because of COVID-19 precautions. But Ismael Martinez has done his best to take people in. Some of the long-term residents are slowly entering the U.S. as the government unwinds a different Trump-era policy. And that's freed up some space.
Están partiendo gente para la MPP, están yendo para Estados Unidos, y están dejando espacios para la gente.
Still, more people arrive each day than Juarez's existing shelters, many of them church-run, can take in. The city recently opened a new shelter and a gym to accommodate more families.
Mexico, again, is taking the brunt of our failures.
Linda Rivas directs Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center in El Paso.
We see that by the overcrowded shelters. We see that with the fears of, you know, what if somebody had COVID during the flights and nobody's being tested?
She says shelters have scrambled to keep migrant families off the street, all while trying to reduce the risk of COVID-19. A few weeks ago, across town from Ponte Vida, Pastor Juan Fierro pointed out the makeshift quarantine space at his shelter, El Buen Samaritano. At that time, El Buen Samaritano was crowded, and Fierro was stretched thin, taking in expelled families, mostly mothers with children between 1 and 8 years old. But now, that new shelter in the gym has relieved some of the pressure on Fierro. Still, it's been hard to counsel families because there's no clear guidance on what will happen next.
No tenemos un tiempo así como para decirles a los migrantes, ¿sabes qué? Tienes que esperar un mes. ¿Sabes qué? 2 meses, 3 meses.
There is no timeline he can give, like, you know what, you have to wait a month, 2 months, 3, and then you'll have a chance to ask for asylum. Fierro says that uncertainty led to a sort of revolving door at the shelter. While some families finished their quarantine and chose to stay at the shelter, others left soon after they arrived.
Pero mira.
Fierro flipped through the basic health charts for each new resident. They included people's temperatures and daily conditions.
Vamos acá, mira.
He noted just how many people had moved on.
Ya se fue. Ya se fue.
He suspects some left to try crossing the border again, hoping their second or third time across would be successful. Again, Linda Rivas.
If a person wants to come to the United States right now, the only chance that they have is to maybe go through Reynosa and be one of the lucky ones that doesn't get expelled. And that's not an asylum system.
Some families have returned to their home countries, but others plan to wait things out in Juarez, hoping a policy change gives them back something they're legally entitled to, the chance to request asylum. I'm Mallory Falk in Juarez.